Yes, it is that time of the week. It's not news time. It is 7:15. Nick Healy from Sunday Breakfast joining me in the studio. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, sir.
What's up in making non-news this week?
Well, look, if there's a truism when it comes to getting those red-hot clicks that people are desperate for, it's go west, young man. Mm. More specifically, go Kanye West, whenever possible. Kanye did take a triple combo by releasing an album, having another public meltdown on social media, and insulting Taylor Swift, who is apparently some sort of delicate unicorn and thus can never have a word ever said against her ever without people being torn to the ground for it. Of course, Kanye is kind of a remora to the Kardashian family shark these days, floating around their mouths and just kind of picking out some snacks here and there. So we couldn't just get away with reviewing his album in a music magazine, could we?
No.
We had to have everyone and his dog fire up the hot take crock pot and start dishing out steaming bowls of remarkably shallow commentary. Look, celebrity goes balmy on Twitter. It should be of interest to no one not working on TV Hits magazine, let alone plastered on The Guardian. But Mitch, I came absolutely so close to straining something with the eye roll I delivered to Business Insider website.
What?
This is my favourite. Business Insider bothered to run the numbers and suggest that Kanye might not actually be $50 million in personal debt like he claimed on Twitter.
Hang on a minute.
That is financial reporting at its finest, I swear. Look, Kanye bleating on Twitter like a self-indulgent, incomprehensible idiot is just a day ending in Y. It's not news.
That's right. And he's been busy, hasn't he? He's pumping it up. I think he launched a video game and a fashion line as well.
The video game where you guide the avatar of his dead mother to the gates of heaven? That video game?
That's interesting, isn't it?
Wow.
I wonder how
AAA properties.
That's right. So obviously he's a big target, big sort of personality, but it shouldn't take us this many resources and news places, I should say.
Can you think of another time when a 1,200-word review of an album would be center page on The Guardian?
I cannot.
No.
I cannot. I doubt we'll see it ever again. And the second item of non-news this morning.
Look, are you aware of Jacinta Campbell?
The name kind of sort of...
Yeah, that's about where I was. Apparently, she's a former Miss Universe Australia, a title that I was also unaware of existing. And she apparently is making it big in New York. Or, Mitch, is she?
Ooh.
Yes, depending on who you read and how you read the signs, there are two wildly different takeaways from a moment in Ms. Campbell's life.
Mm.
News Limited went with a rather ebullient Jacinta Campbell at New York Fashion Week Vera Wang show with Kylie Jenner and Zoe Kravitz. Kravitz. cravats, yeah, to portray the actress apparently being out and about and talking to people. But the Daily Mail, my go-to for the modern aphorism, had a very, very different take.
Oh.
And this is the headline in full, Where are your buddies? Jacinta Campbell awkwardly fiddles with her hair as she is snubbed by Kylie Jenner and the fashion pack in the front row of NYFW show.
Daily Mail has like the world's longest headline.
I'm just in love with them. But I mean, what a conundrum. Is Jacinta hot or not?
I don't know. How can we possibly find out?
Yeah, I don't know, because very sadly for the woman herself, and I do wish her a very successful career, whatever it is she does, none of this is news.
No. I love the fact that twiddling her hair is featured in the headline as well.
That's how you know that someone's snubbing you, when you awkwardly fiddle with your hair.
I do it all the time. All right, and the third non-news item this morning, sir.
Oh, look, the rivalry between Queensland and New South Wales just got super hot. I mean, forget State of Origin, never even heard of it. The new competition is all about lockout laws and who can render a once thriving metropolis into a wasteland of a prohibition zone filled with tumbleweeds and thirsty individuals.
What's happening? Is Queensland copying us?
Our northern neighbours are preparing their own set of lockout laws. The same sort of gig that has proven slightly controversial locally, could we say?
Mm.
Cane toads will have last drinks at 2 a.m. from July 1. Wow. Now, lockout laws are definitely a significant deal with social and business ramifications, no matter where you have them and whether you're for or against them.
Mm-hmm.
So leave it to the Daily Telly to promote their story with the glorious headline, "Is this the end of schoolies?"
Oh, no!
At least Batuta Advocate, which is a wonderful parody website that everyone should be reading, claimed that they didn't care about the Queensland lockout laws because people will just find a way to be, and I quote, "piss wrecks in their own home." Look, hormonally imbalanced teen idiots unable to get fully drank before going out is not the issue here, and more importantly, it's not news.
All right, there you go. Three non-news items getting plenty of resources that they don't deserve.
No.
piss wrecked and twiddling hair. It's been a good week so far. All right, and what's one important story we should be hearing about instead?
So this is kind of an odd one for what we normally look at here, but a really big deal. It looks like 22 pieces of Asian art at the National Gallery of Australia have a very questionable ownership history, with 11 pieces classified as what's called highly problematic in terms of their provenance. 14 of the objects were bought from a now wildly discredited New York art dealership who's actually been in India in jail awaiting trial over a multi-million dollar looting scandal involving Indian antiquities. Look, in a world where the provenance of our own indigenous art is highly suspect, we don't need to be involved in the pillaging of other countries as well.
This is incredible.
Yeah, you know, we're probably going to have to give the art back and wear the cost, and we should give it back, don't get me wrong, but this shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Yeah, well, I mean, how thorough is the kind of process of checking whether...
Not as much as you'd hope, obviously.
There you go. It's definitely something you should be hearing about far more than poor old Jacinta Campbell, than
Kanye's meltdown.
Kanye's meltdown and the death of schoolies.
Yes.
What a fantastic week that was. I can't believe it's not news. You can catch Nick Healy 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Thank you so much, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Catch you next time.